My name is Maddie. I'm a sophomore studying biology pre-vet, and I just want to share with you how God met me where I was at and turned my life around. So I grew up in a Christian home. I was raised by my mom, who continuously poured into me and my siblings just the love of God. My mom prioritized taking us to church every Sunday, where we were very involved. She even enrolled us in a Christian school. I went to this Christian school from first grade until I graduated. I'm extremely grateful for my upbringing. I don't know where I'd be without my mom. She's always been my biggest role model in life and her walk with the Lord. I'm so grateful for having the privilege to go to a Christian school. I had teachers who genuinely cared about me, and I built a great foundation for my faith. However, 12 years at a Christian school does have its pros and cons. I graduated from high school with so much knowledge on the Bible. In fact, I could name every book of the Bible for you in Spanish, but I won't, because that won't do any good for us. Over time, though, I've come to realize that it was much more head knowledge than it was heart knowledge. As I got older, I began to do everything out of duty. Reading the Bible became a task. I did it so I could answer questions, get good grades, turn in my assignments. We had Bible class every morning, but then I put my Bible back in my locker and I didn't touch it again until the next day. Although I would have called myself a Christian, the way I was living would not have reflected it. I felt like I should have made time to read my Bible, but I deemed myself way too busy and just created excuses constantly. In high school, I played three sports and always strived for the best grades, and these things became more important to me than making time for God. I already felt like I had no time to balance school and sports, so how was I supposed to fit God into that equation? Quickly, those priorities became my idols. The more time I put into them, the more of my worth that I put into them. I began to find my identity and who I was as a student, an athlete, and a friend. I strived for excellence so that others would think highly of me. I needed to be a great athlete, have good grades, get attention from boys, and be liked by everyone. Well, this led me to put my entire worth into what others thought of me. I felt as though my world would come crashing down around me if I was not cool and popular, because if I wasn't those things, then who was I? I think we can all agree that it feels good to be accepted by other people, but for me, it became a bit of an obsession. If others did not give me worth, then I had no worth. The truth is, it felt like I was running a race that had no end. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't be perfect, and I never felt satisfied. To be honest, it was exhausting. Wake up, try to please everyone, still not feel good enough, go to sleep. Wake up, try to please everyone, still not feel good enough, go to sleep. On repeat, day after day. I thought I would always be stuck in this cycle. Then I graduated high school, and I had to start facing the reality that all of those things that I strived for in high school, to be liked by my classmates, to be the best athlete, they didn't really matter anymore. As I started thinking about my future in college, I was worried about my identity. I didn't know who I was without sports, didn't know what I would do in a college so big nobody knew me, coming from a school so small that everybody knew me. The only comfort I had going into college was that I was bringing with me the one thing I didn't lose after high school, my best friend Taylor. Then I got here to OU, and for the first time, I realized I had a chance to make my faith my own. I had no one expecting me to go to church, and I certainly wasn't in any sort of Bible class. I was excited to see what it would be like to take my faith into my own hands. So I immediately got connected with Crew, with Taylor along with me. Very soon, I was introduced to the idea of a real relationship with God. The idea that I'm not just following God, but that he knows me and he loves me. He doesn't just want me to make him a part of my life, but he wants to walk with me through life. This had brought me to the realization that yes, I had heard the gospel many times, but I had never been transformed by it. I finally started reading the Bible for myself, and I learned what it meant to spend intentional time with God. I learned more about the character of God and experienced what felt like, for the first time, God's love and his desire to be in my life. The truth that I am both fully known and fully loved really started to sink in. Every imperfection and mistake that I tried to hide from others to seem perfect is already known by God, and yet he loves me anyway. Upon realizing who I am in God, I was able to begin to tear down the lies of identity that I'd struggled with for so long. The validation that I'd been longing for could be found in Christ alone. I was able to finally stop running that race of chasing other people's acceptance and rest in God and his love for me. Who I am in God matters infinitely more than who I am to other people. And who I am to God is forgiven, chosen, and made in his image. But don't get me wrong, it's still difficult to choose to believe my identity in Christ and not the identity that other people give me. I constantly have to stop myself and say, why am I putting so much energy into being liked by others when God already says that I'm his? It is still a struggle for me, but it was a struggle that I used to feel like I was drowning in, and now I know that there is a way out, and it's God. If you're struggling with your identity and you feel the need to always win the approval of others, you can stop running that impossible race. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." God calls us his own, and there's so much peace in knowing that we do not have to be defined by the world, but by God who already loves us. If anything that I said tonight resonated with you and you want to talk, I'll be around after 180, and I would love to chat. But my name is Maddie, and this is my 180 story.